Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, we got an interesting question here. Somebody asks, somehow I'm in love with the naked Forex trading system, but, and but is capitalized, I'm always sucked into the 5-minute and 15-minute charts because there's action. This person saw your video when you talked about trading lower time frames and how it can activate certain parts of the brain that are similar to doing drugs, right? And so this person asked, how can I avoid this? Would it be best to just block off the lower time frames on MetaTrader? And what's their best trading style? How should they go about figuring out which style is best for them?
Yeah, so this is a tricky one. So really, what's going on here is, and this is pretty common, is you want to feel like you're doing something. You want to be a trader, which means you got to go trade. You got to take some trades. What a lot of traders, such as myself, have learned, though, is that over time, if you're able to just take a step back and do a lot more planning and anticipating and a lot less reacting and sort of just going with whatever the market sends your way. You know, if you look at it, if you look at the platforms, Hugh, I'm sure you've probably noticed this. It doesn't matter if it's MetaTrader or any of the other platforms. If you put like, if you took someone who knew nothing about trading, someone who didn't know anything about trading, the first thing at all, and you plop them in front of the trading platform, a typical Forex trading platform, and then you went and plopped them in front of like a video poker machine in Vegas. There's like no difference. It's the same thing. Like that's why they make all these noises and flashing colors and everything. It's to keep, you know, to get your attention. That's exactly what it is. So, okay. So the question is, how do you get away from that? Now, it's really all it comes down to, in a psychology terms, it comes down to impulse control. It means you're not able to control your impulses. You know, people that have brain damage, this is like the number one thing. If someone has brain damage in the front of their head, you know, their frontal lobes, which is that part of your brain that basically suppresses you from killing and raping everyone you see, these people go crazy. Like they try and kill and rape everyone they see, right? And so it's kind of, you know, what we want to do is we want to trade from that area of the brain, not the reptilian emotional part of the brain. We want to trade from the front, which means planning and anticipating instead of reacting, right? And getting really emotion. So getting full of emotions and you know, letting your emotions get the better of you. So I would recommend, and I'll put a link in the show notes, that there's one subliminal CD. You know, you don't have to believe in subliminals, but I would just say give it a try for a month. Listen to this in the background when you're in front of your training station or doing your back testing or reading your emails or whatever. Just have this little track in the background, and that should help you with your impulse control. But beyond that, you need a plan, okay? So you need to have a plan, and you need to have a trading buddy who will make sure that you're following your plan. And so what you do is, let's say you just want to trade the daily charts, if that's what you really want to do, so that you can let these candles print very slowly so you're not reacting. Instead, you're just sort of planning out your trade and letting it fall, you know, go ahead and do what it's going to do, right? So now you need to have a plan, and you need to talk to your trading buddy every week and go over your trades to make sure that you're actually doing this. Now, of course, it all starts in Forex Tester or whichever simulator you want to use. You really need to build up your confidence in your system first before you do that. But that goes without saying. So you really need to do that. We've talked about that plenty in this. You know, you and I both agree on that. It's just something you need to do. So then once you're live trading, keep a journal. Try and listen to the impulse control track that I'll link up in the show notes. And have a trading buddy that keeps you on track so that they say, wait a minute, hold on. Why were you trading the one-hour charts on that trade? You know, you should have been trading the daily. So, you know, these are the sorts of things you want to do. And it's okay to have 35 different markets and trade the daily charts. Like, that's okay. So you're going to get plenty of trades. If you watch a lot of markets, you can watch, you know, depending on where you're at, you can watch CFDs like oil and natural gas and coffee and, you know, S&P 500 and the DAX and the FTSE and all. There's a lot of opportunity out there. So that's not really the issue. It's not about opportunity. It's about controlling your impulses and operating away from that area of the brain where you make these horrendous mistakes. Like, you know, I heard a story yesterday, actually. Someone was talking about a trader that they knew, and the trader knew that he had to get out of this trade. He was in a bad trade and he knew he had to dump it. And the trader said, hey, you know you got to get out of this trade, right? And he goes, yeah, I know. He goes, well, why don't you get out of the bloody thing? And he's like, I can't do it. And, you know, he literally sat there, and that afternoon he lost $300,000. He lost his trading account in an afternoon because he could not face up to what he had to do. So, it's really important that you're accountable to somebody. So I would say try working on the impulse control with keeping a good record in a journal of all your trades, the reason why. Show that journal to your trading buddy every week, and even if you don't believe in subliminals, just go ahead and download that subliminal that's linked up in the show notes and try it for a month and see if that makes a difference. Just try it. Just use a little – it's just an experiment. See how things go. That's what I would probably say.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Walter. That's awesome.
Thank you.